bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
It's Tuesday, May 3rd. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue with day two of our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I want to just say thank you. Thank you so much for all your support yesterday on the first day of the Pledge Drive. So many of you gave hope in honor of our Blessed Mother Mary. And I know that it's early in the morning, but we really do need your help to keep going for another 3 months. Our goal by the end of the week is $3 million. So we so much appreciate all of your generosity and all of your help. You've been amazing traditionally, and I know that you're going to continue to support us. We can't do it without you. We're off to a pretty good start overall, but we need to pick up the pace here in day two. If you feel called to support the mission of Relevant Radio, just go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, and you can also give us a call, 877-291-0123. Give hope. We're looking for 50 gifts this 6 a.m. hour. And remember, nothing is impossible with God. We begin each hour here during the Pledge Drive in prayer with the Memorare, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us with this Pledge Drive and for an end to legal abortion in our nation. And we'll have more on that in just a moment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we invoke the Holy Spirit, especially during this Pledge Drive week. Come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to bring in my partner, Glenn Leverance. Glenn, the big story that broke last night, political reporting that the Supreme Court has voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. What is your reaction? What's the latest?
Well, John, according to the news source Politico, it appears that there's been a leak of a first draft of a document that seems to suggest that the Supreme Court justices will announce Roe v. Wade will be overturned when they make those announcements, expected as soon as next month. Again, this is just a first draft that appears to show that. And so at this point, literally barricades going up around the Supreme Court in anticipation of great protest there. Again, this appears to show five of the justices voting to overturn Roe v. Wade, and Democrats lining up fast and furious to denounce that, including Bernie Sanders and Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker lining up to say, as long as I'm governor, Illinois will be a beacon for reproductive freedom, in his words. We won't go back. Texas, for example, one of the states where abortion will be initially outlawed. There are about half the states with laws that will go into effect immediately to make abortion illegal, still being legal in about the other half of the states, John.
And obviously the barricades have gone up because the protests began from both sides last night. So this is an ongoing story, and we're going to get more reaction here momentarily with our first guest, Alfonso Aguilar. As always, thanks so much, Glenn.
Sure thing, John.
We begin with the power scripture from the Playbook of Life, as we do every single morning here on the show, from Matthew 6:21. Jesus the Lord says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." What is your treasure and what do you value the most is a very good question. Your heart is connected to what you value the most. Our Lord Jesus Christ is our ultimate treasure. He is our hope. There is nothing more important than our faith in Christ, our Lord. Lord wants all of your heart. And we always pray with great confidence the prayer from the Divine Mercy Chaplet, Jesus, I trust in you. If you want to be part of the conversation, give us a call, 888-914-9149. Now, I want to get more reaction to the Supreme Court news on Roe v. Wade and also talk a little bit about the immigration crisis at the border. Joining us live from Washington, D.C. for the latest on these stories from a Catholic perspective is attorney and political analyst Alfonso Aguilar, the president of the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles. Alfonso is a frequent guest on Fox News, MSNBC, Telemundo, Univision, CNN in Espanol, and he's published opinion columns in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, and of course is a regular contributor to Morning Air. Good morning, Alfonso. Happy Easter. Thanks so much for joining us. Great to be with you here during our Give Hope Pledge Drive.
Good morning, John. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Alfonso, before we talk about the news, I wanted to just get your initial impressions on the importance of what we do here every morning on Relevant Radio to provide a platform for the issue of life, which is obviously in the news, of family, traditional values. Why should our listeners continue to support the mission of Relevant Radio?
Well, I think the work that you do is essential. Sadly, I think that when we listen to mainstream media, we've seen that the majority of mainstream media outlets have a bias, often against the family and against life. So we need alternatives, and I think Relevant Radio offers that alternative, where you provide analysis of news from a Catholic perspective. You talk about issues that are of importance to Catholics and that should be important to everyone. As you mentioned, the right to life, family, religious freedom. Those are issues that sadly are not covered by the media, but you do provide good analysis and discussion about those issues. So I think the work that you do is essential. You're covering issues that mainstream media is not covering, and you're covering news providing that Catholic perspective. Now, some issues are prudential, and people will hear different opinions that they normally don't hear in mainstream media. And that's also important. As they form their own opinion, it's important to hear different opinions. And then there's some issues that are black and white, that are fundamental truths, like the issue of life. So it's very important for the audiences to listen what the Catholic perspective is. So I think the work that you do is essential. We need Relevant Radio more than ever, and I'm glad that you're doing for the work that you're doing. And I think we should continue to support you.
Well, I so much appreciate it, Alfonso, and we've always appreciated your contributions. You always bring that Catholic point of view to our discussions on whatever issue we're covering. Obviously, this morning, the big story, I'd like to get your reaction to the political story that the Supreme Court has voted to overturn Roe v. Wade.
It's a powerful story, right? What a way to wake up. The ruling has not been made public. The opinion is an initial draft of the opinion drafted by Justice Alito, and it has been leaked to the public. This has never happened, I think, in the history of the Supreme Court, at least in the modern history of the Supreme Court. And so that by itself does great damage to the Supreme Court, because somebody from inside leaked an opinion about an issue like this, that will certainly create an environment of lack of trust among justices and their staff, and that's just not good for the court. But I think that the decision, the opinion, as I've the excerpts that I've read, is great news. It's what we were expecting, the best case scenario, reversing Roe versus Wade. And Justice Alito basically says that Roe v. Wade was egregiously decided from the get-go, from the very beginning. and basically saying that this should be decided by the people, by the representatives of the people in each state of the union. So basically, that's what the decision would do, send it back to the states, the legislature of each state would have to decide what to do in abortion.
And obviously, this is an unprecedented leaked story. The justices could change their minds. This is definitely not over.
Well, you know, I'm afraid that perhaps that's part of the strategy with the leak, that, you know, the decision, the opinion is a draft, I think, from February. By leaking it, I wonder if they hope to generate some public demonstrations and try to put pressure on the justices to see if they change their mind, because since the opinion hasn't been issued, they could change their minds and come up with a different outcome. That's why I think it would be ideal if they can issue the opinion publicly right away. Just to ensure that they quell any unrest, but that may be part of the strategy. Perhaps they leaked it so they can organize and put public pressure on justices to see if they can change their minds. But hopefully, they'll be firm and decide based on the law.
Well, Alfonso, we need to take a short break here on day two of our pledge drive as we continue our conversation with political analyst Alfonso Aguilar. Stay with us. There's much more to come on Morning Air after this message from Relevant Radio CEO Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky. Thank you for listening to Relevant Radio and supporting us in our Give Hope pledge drive. You know, St. John Paul II is remembered for many things, but I especially remember him as the Pope of the Rosary. If you ever got a chance to meet him, he would give you a rosary, and he gave us the luminous mysteries of the Rosary in the year 2003. That's why our thank you gift, the $50 a month level, this pledge drive, is a Pope St. John Paul II diptych that shows him walking while praying the Rosary. That's on the left side, and on the right side is his famous quote about the rosary. It reads, "To recite the rosary is nothing other than to contemplate with Mary the face of Christ." You can place it on your mantle or bedside table at home. And it's yours when you give $50 a month or more to Relevant Radio. Give now. Well, we have a dollar-for-dollar match at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call 877-291-0123.
From Maui to Maine, you're listening to Morning Air with John Morales, coast to coast on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
And welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales as we continue our conversation with Alfonso Aguilar, attorney and the president of the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles. Alfonso, we began talking about your reaction to this leak by Politico that is reporting that Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned. Any other additional thoughts on what this means for our nation and what you've seen from the reaction from both sides?
Well, you know, it's early. I mean, I saw the story last night. I think it was around 10 p.m. or perhaps a little bit later. So it's still early to see, and I really haven't seen any other reactions. But I imagine there are going to be strong reactions from the left, from pro-abortion leaders and groups. I think your colleague there was already mentioning the reaction for Bernie Sanders and the governor of Illinois and Alejandro Ocasio-Cortez. I suspect there are going to be demonstrations and a lot of unrest. We have to put this in prayer because, you know, people sadly on the other side are very passionate about this issue, and we have to put it in prayer to ensure that you know, we don't see any major unrest. I mean, we're going to see demonstrations for sure. That's why they're putting fences outside of the Supreme Court. But I think the left is going to react forcefully, perhaps even viscerally. And I think that we have to pray for the justices, because we want to make sure that they remain firm. If indeed they're committed, the majority is committed to defending lives, to sending it back to the states. And this is important. They're not declaring that abortion should be illegal at the federal level. They're saying that they're sending it back to the state, saying that the Constitution does not mention the issue of abortion and that that should be decided at the state level. So we're happy with the decision, but we have to understand that this opens a new chapter in the fight for the right to life. Now we go to every state. This is very important for your audience to understand. This is a new chapter in the battle for life, in the battle for the culture of life. This is not the end. This is just the beginning. Now we go state by state to ensure that abortion is this travesty, this terrible practice of abortion is ended in the U.S. But now the battle goes state by state. Some states, as you know, have begun to limit abortion, but we want abortion to be banned from the moment of conception. So this is a new stage in the battle for life. So we should celebrate, but at the same time, get ready for the next battle, because this is just the beginning.
Absolutely. And Alfonso, our Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky, sent an email last night in reaction saying that this is indeed a memorary moment. We need to continue to pray. We need to pray the rosary. We need to especially pray, as you just mentioned, for the justices of the Supreme Court. We pray for that they'll be blessed with courage, fortitude, wisdom, and prudence. That they stand firm with their convictions that Roe v. Wade was incorrectly decided back in 1973. I wanted to get your thoughts very briefly on the immigration situation as well. This is what we had originally planned to talk about. Can you give us a brief update here at the start of May? What's the latest with this humanitarian crisis at the border?
Well, you know, it continues. And there's no sign that this administration is going to change course. In fact, we saw Secretary Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, testify before Congress last week and say that the administration believes that they're effectively managing the border. I mean, this should make anyone pause when they hear this. This is incredible. We have a major crisis that they're making worse now that they decided to end Title 42 in May 23rd. And we received in March over 220,000 people, the largest number ever in over 20 years to arrive to our southern border. We have a fentanyl crisis that's coming, and the fentanyl is coming through the southern border. We have child trafficking. They're saying that they're effectively managing the border. Secretary Mayorkas also did the rounds of the Sunday news shows, and he said that he acknowledged that they've allowed over 800,000 people, migrants who arrived irregularly to the border, to enter the country. They have no authority, legal authority, to do that. They're supposed to detain them, and if they can't detain them, they should send them back. They should not allow them to enter the U.S. So it's a terrible situation. The administration doesn't want to acknowledge what's going on. And sadly, things are not going to get better. We're in the months of spring where usually the numbers go up. So I expect that we should get the numbers for April. And sadly, I'm sure they're going to be very high as well.
It surely appears that the Secretary Mayorkas is not telling the whole truth about the situation on the border as he goes on all these talk shows. He's not telling the full story.
Well, no, absolutely. You know, first of all, to say that they're effectively managing the situation is just incredible. I mean, he even acknowledged in that in one of the interviews that for all the people that they detain, about two enter, another two enter illegally to the country. And then, as I said, he acknowledges that they've allowed over 800,000 people that they've detained to, that they've allowed them to enter, that they've released them and allowed them to enter the country. The immigration law is very clear that we should, people who enter illegally, once they're detained, they should be kept in detention. And if the if we cannot detain them, then they should not be allowed to come in the country. The administration is using parole in a very responsible way. A parole is something that they can use for a few cases. They're using it as a general rule.
Alfonso, we're going to have to leave it right there. I so much appreciate your perspective on the issue of life and immigration. Thanks again for being with us this morning.
Of course, always a pleasure.
We need to take a short break as Morning Air continues. Stay with us. There's much more to come after this.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us for Morning Air and for joining us for the Relevant Radio Spring Give Hope Pledge Drive. Our need, $3 million by the end of the week to keep Relevant Radio going strong for 3 more months. Won't you join us with a gift in any amount? You can pledge online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app, and on the phone as well. Our number is 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Every amount matched 100%. No gift too big or too small. Helping you to be a great steward of your money as we're a great steward of what you give to us to keep Relevant Radio going strong for 3 more months. Your $500 gift right now matched with $500. A $1,000 gift matched with $1,000. $20 gift matched with $20. We appreciate your giving in any amount. Thanks to new donor giving at the recurring level for $240 over the year, about $20 a month. Polly from St. Petersburg. Thanks to Mary from Naperville, Illinois, and James from Anaheim checking in as well. You can give easily online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. More and more folks give electronically each and every pledge drive. We've got a host of thank you gifts. You can look at those online at relevantradio.com. Excuse me, inviting you to check out the $50 a month giving level, $600 for the year, and get that beautiful diptych, our thank you gift. It's a picture of St. John Paul II walking and praying the rosary, and on one side, the other side, to recite the rosary, nothing other than to contemplate with Mary the face of Christ. The words of St. John Paul II as well. That's yours. Learn more about it online for a $50 a month gift over the course of a year, $600 annually. Other gifts for other giving levels? You know how you can best give to Relevant Radio. Thanks for your generous support. 877-291-0123 or get everything matched online. RelevantRadio.com.
Glenn, our listeners know the number, 877-291-0123, 100% match this hour. Also, want to remind you that Mother's Day is this Sunday. Just think of how much your mother means to you. This is also the month of Mary here in the month of May. So let's honor our Blessed Mother Mary and our moms. Give hope. Make a gift to Relevant Radio in honor of Mary and in honor of your mother or in memory of your mom. It's quick and easy to donate. Friendly volunteers will make the process super quick. 877-291-0123. If you call us, it's even faster if you donate online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Do it right now this morning. We need your help here in day two.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverance. It's good to be with you on this Tuesday morning as we continue with day two of our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. Our number, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. Now, today in this day and age, we are seeing a lot going on in the culture. We're seeing wokeness, transgender issues, critical race theory, racism, and so much more. And we may feel uncomfortable speaking the truth because of the fear of being labeled, but there is a big need of speaking the truth now more than ever in today's culture. Now, joining us is Kendra Von Esch, a regular contributor to Morning Air, to talk about speaking the truth and being bold and courageous. Kendra's a speaker, a faith coach, author, podcaster, who's passionate about sharing her Catholic faith. She's also the author of Am I Catholic? A Struggle with Faith, Humility, and Surrendering to God. Good morning, Kendra. Happy Easter, I can keep saying. Thanks so much for joining us. Great to be with you here on the second day of our pledge drive.
I'm super excited to be here. Happy Easter to you. Good morning.
Well, Kendra, first of all, I would love to chat with you here about how Relevant Radio has impacted your life and why our listeners who are with us here this morning should take a moment and continue to support the mission of Relevant Radio, especially now more than ever before.
You know, especially in today's culture where we need the truth. So back in 2013 was when God found me, and I was the ripe old age of 42 years old. So I want to shout out to everyone. Have hope for your kids and your relatives. Sometimes God takes his time with us. And I remember having such an amazing moment in confession, and then the Holy Spirit put in my heart to really find out what this Catholic faith is all about, because at that time in my life, I wasn't even going to church. I wasn't going to Christmas or Easter. I called myself a creaster back then because that was the only time I would go to church or mass. But for 20 years, I wasn't even doing that. So I was so far away from the church that I was amazed one day. I was driving to Indiana for a business trip. This was back in the day before podcasts were there and you could, you know, listen to whatever you wanted to on your phone. So I was flipping through radio stations and I come across Relevant Radio. And I had no idea in the beginning that it was a Catholic radio station. But the person that was on the air honestly was speaking and talking about exactly what I was struggling with at the moment. And I really felt like God was speaking to me through the radio. And so I listened for about a half an hour. I got to my destination and I actually programmed that number into my radio dial because I was like, I want to come back to this. And it was in Indiana, so I had to find the radio station in Chicago when I got home. But I have learned so much about the faith and ways to speak truth through your show, through Patrick Madrid's show, and through Drew's show, through all the programs that you have on Relevant Radio. And I have to tell you, I heard things on this program that I never heard in mass. I never heard the priest talk about birth control being a mortal sin. And Relevant Radio rocked my conscience. And I think that that is the purpose. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is we need to bring truth about how God wants us to live and why, and rest on God's word and be loving at the same time. And that, I tell you, is what Relevant Radio did for me. And I remember I was on birth control at that time. And it really made me think. And so I got online and I started looking like, why is it not okay to be on birth control? And so that's what I think Relevant Radio really brings. And for all of the listeners who are contemplating donating, please do, because that's your little way to evangelize, especially if you're a little bit afraid to say what you want to say, but you can turn someone on to Relevant Radio. I share Relevant Radio with so many people when I'm out speaking because it's been such a great blessing. And the truth is always found here with love. Right, John?
No question about it. And as I hear you share your story from the heart, you really experienced a miracle moment, the same kind of miracle moments that we hear throughout the pledge drive, every pledge drive. You had one yourself. And so the power of touching one's heart, of influencing our souls is indescribable. You never know what could happen on any given day. This is kind of like a school of faith right here on Relevant Radio, coast to coast.
It is. And don't be shy. Call in, ask questions, provide your feedback and your experience, because you never know. God may be speaking through you to someone on the other side of that radio speaker, whether it's in their car or on their phone. Oh, and by the way, that app with all of the prayers. Now, I hadn't learned the rosary. I had no idea what the rosary was. So when the app came out, I downloaded it, and there are such beautiful prayers and devotions. And I'm going to share this with you. I listen to Father Rocky, obviously, when I pray my rosary. I'm just going to share. I'm a little distracted when I pray my rosary, so it really helps me when I pray with someone else in an audible format. And my husband would say, "Hi, Father Rocky." And now this is my husband who is not practicing. So that's pretty cool. When my husband hears me praying the rosary and he knows Father Rocky's voice, so that is like, it warms my heart. And I just appreciate all that you guys do. So a big hat tip to the whole team at Relevant Radio. I'd like to thank you for helping to formulate my faith.
I love it. And the seeds are firmly planted with your husband. And there's a lot of hope for him as we continue with this theme of hope here during this pledge drive. Kendra, as I mentioned at the beginning, with so many different things going on in our woke culture, it's tougher more than ever to speak the truth. So many of us at times may feel a little bit intimidated to stand up for the truth for fear of what might happen. Can you talk about this reality that we may be a little nervous about being labeled, but we already have one label.
Right. We are Christians, and we are Catholic Christians, no less. So let's add that into our label. And that's all we should be thinking about, because I don't want to die and look at Jesus and say, "I was afraid of man here on earth," because I know what Jesus told me in the Bible. Jesus said, "You are going to be persecuted in my name, but stand up for me. Look at all that he did for us. We just passed Lent, right? And the crucifixion and the horrible passion that he went through for the love of us. So I'm not going to be crucified, at least I don't think, for saying what I'm going to say and standing up for the truth. So I live for the audience of one. I know that I have to face Jesus at the end and make an account for my life. So am I going to look at him and say, "I was afraid of people on social media were going to throw me under the bus or label me all these things, a transphobe, a homophobe, you know, a right-wing extremist," or whatever other labels they're creating, terrorists, they're everywhere. Or am I going to say, "Jesus, I fought for you. I shared the truth," because there's souls out there that really need to hear the truth, whether they like it or not. And that's what we're supposed to do as Christians, rock their conscience a little bit and fall back on the Bible. It doesn't have to be you saying this stuff to these people. And we could talk about it more after we come back from the break, but you can lean on God's word. And that's why it's so important to know what God says, so that we can actually communicate with love what God said and just kind of look at him and say, "Hey, it's not me. Jesus said this himself." And so the more that we know the Bible, the better off we're going to be. And that's something that I think a lot of people could probably bone up on. And you can go on the internet and do searches for certain Bible verses. You can put in, for example, transgender, Catholic Bible, and boom, it's going to bring up a whole bunch of verses for you. And then you can learn those and create and craft your truth that is based on God's word. It takes a little research and a little time, but it works.
It does. Great suggestion. I love your passion for God's word, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more in a moment. We need to take a short break as we continue our conversation on speaking the truth with Catholic speaker and author Kendra Von Esch. We're also taking your calls if you want to chime in, 888-914-9149. As we take a break, we continue our conversation with Kendra. Stay with us. There's much more to come here on Morning Air after this Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
We had a call, I guess it was last week, of a mother who called in. She was worried about her son. I think it was her son. He had to go to the emergency room. She found him hanging, tried to commit suicide. Don't know how long he was there. He was unresponsive. You know, normally with the loss of oxygen or blood flow, there's brain damage. There's all sorts of other problems. She called back last week, and I really hope she'll write the story down in greater detail, and testify to the miracle that this prayer was, how it resurrected her son, how it really worked a miracle to the point where doctors were saying, "We were just amazed. We've never seen anything like this," right? That is the power of prayer.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Get connected to the conversation. Call us now, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. You're listening to Morning Air with John Morales on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales as we continue our conversation with our good friend and regular contributor, Kendra Von Esch, speaker, author, and faith coach extraordinaire. Kendra, we were talking before the break about being bold for our faith and drawing inspiration from the Word of God. I know that that's something that's very important to you.
Yes. I mean, well, it's so important that it is what I rest on. So it's not Kendra saying these words. It's God who spoke these words to me. And yes, I believe those words because of my faith. So it's kind of a nice fallback, if you will, when pushback comes to you. So let's just talk about my sinful past. I believed what the world told me would make me happy. And one of them was just doing whatever made you happy when you wanted to do it. And so I was having relations with men before I was married. I thought it was normal. I thought, why wouldn't you want to test out these waters before you get married so you don't get divorced? Again, I have no God really in me, no real moral understanding of why we shouldn't do that. So as I continue to live that way, I'm now feeling insecure. I'm feeling used. I'm feeling like I'm doing these things so that I can get love. I never felt comfortable. I felt guilty. I felt shameful. And this is what God is trying to save us from. This is why we shouldn't have relations with people, intimate relations, before we get married, and only with our spouse in holy matrimony. So when I think about my stepson, for example. So I'll share a real life conversation I had with him.
We've got about a minute. I was going to say your time is just flying by. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll do it fast. So I had to say, I do not want your girlfriend to spend the night anymore. I finally had this moment with Jesus where I said, okay, I live for the audience of one, so I have to have this conversation. And I went at it with love. I said, I've done this. I know it's hurt me. I love you. I really honestly love your soul and I'm protecting it. So I cannot allow this in my house. I hope that you understand. And it wasn't easy. I didn't want him to be mad at me. And he wasn't, oddly enough. At the end, he said, I expected this because you're deepening your faith. You're getting more deep into your ministry. So in the end, I was quite happy with the conversation, but as I approached it with him from my heart and about him and his heart and his soul, he understood it. And I explained how it's going to help her, etc., etc. And so you may think it's going to be a horrible conversation, but you might be surprised how beautiful it goes. And honestly, it opened the door for him and I to talk about a lot more in the faith side of the house. So try to pray for courage, ask the Holy Spirit to come into your heart, and just remember that you're doing this because you love them. You don't want them to be hurt. Remember what I said when I was out there doing those things, shame, regret, you know, just all of the bad things that come along with not following God's word. And then rest on those verses saying, this is not how God wants us to live.
Well, Kendra, we're going to have to leave it right there. I so much appreciate your inspirational words, the genuineness of your faith. Thanks so much for being with us.
Anytime. Go donate, everyone. We need Relevant Radio. Have a blessed day, John.
Thanks so much. Kendra Von Esch, our regular contributor. And now it's time for another episode of Glenn Story Corner.
Our story today about giving called What You Can Take With You from Joseph Mazzella. I stopped at a local convenience store the other day to fill up my gas tank before heading back home. After pumping the gas, I headed in, grabbed a pack of gum, and got in line to pay. In the front of the line was a tired-looking woman holding a toddler in her arms. Behind her and just in front of me was an older man with white hair and a white shirt. He smiled kindly at me and patiently waited while the woman struggled to hold her child while she counted out change with her free hand. See, she searched twice in her pocketbook but still didn't have enough money to pay for the 2 gallons of milk that she had brought to the counter. I could see her lips tremble and her eyes moisten as she apologized and picked up one of the gallons to take back. It was then the older man stopped her. With a gentle smile, he told the cashier that he'd pay for the milk. The look of relief on the poor woman's face touched my heart. She thanked the older man while he smiled again and said not to worry about it. She exited the store. I could see her eyes were still moist, but this time the tears were for a different reason. As he paid for the milk and his own items, the white-haired angel in disguise smiled at me one last time. As he was walking out of the store, he gave me a wink and said, "You can't take it with you, you know." What he said was true. You won't need any pockets in the clothes you're buried in. Every dime you've made in this world has only been a loan for you to use for a short time. Still, there are a few things the white-haired gentleman and all of us will be taking with us when we do go to our final home. Every look of relief that we bring to another will go with us, as will every bit of love we share and kindness we do. Every moment of learning and joy will come with us as well. And every smile we bring to God's face will be waiting for us when we get there. Matthew 6:19 and 20. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
Thanks so much, Glenn. Powerful message. Coming up next hour, Catholic evangelist Martha Fernandez Sardina, the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com, will explain why evangelization is the loving thing to do. And Catholic apologist William Albrecht will discuss the biblical basis for the 4 Marian dogmas to help us better understand the Blessed Mother here in the month of Mary. Stay with us. There's much more to come as we continue with day 2 of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. Stay with us.